We're going to start this morning, though, by talking about Pieta and the charity, which is going through a restructuring programme in order to save €3 million. They announced in the last few weeks that they're pulling out of their rented properties in a number of locations across the country, including in Moidewell and Tralee, which had opened in 2015. The CEO of Pieta, Stephanie Manahan, said its decision to close its Kerry Centre was due to the cost of rents and overheads. It said Pieta is not leaving Tralee and is working to secure a new location in the town in the coming months. They're looking at a model of a community hub or a co-location with another service provider in order to provide on-site therapy and keep it going. Administrative staff, two employees will lose their jobs. Consultation on this is in place as things stand at the moment. 400 people in Kerry availed of Pieta services last year. And what Stephanie Manahan told us in the programme was that this is going to be continuing, that therapy services will not be affected. Back office functions, administration and other things will be affected, but that therapy hours will be maintained. But I suppose the question is, what kind of therapy hours? Will there be a location secured by June when all this is happening? Will there be in person or will it be online? Or is the charity restructuring in a way of centralising services in places like Cork and Limerick, and what will be left of the service in Kerry is a question and concern. Well, that's a concern that's been raised by Fine Gael councillor Angie Bailey, who I spoke to shortly before coming on air. She wants more clarity from the charity about Pieta services and is concerned from what she's hearing that there will be a reduction in the type of service Pieta had provided in Kerry. Have a listen.
Gerry, good morning and good morning to all your listeners. I have a lot of concerns, and I suppose after I heard that interview, I started to speaking to people in and around the services of Pieta. And I also started receiving phone calls from people who were also very concerned about this lack of interruption to services, or a perceived lack of interruption to services. But Gerry, if we're going to be cutting hours in Pieta services, then there's going to be an interruption to services. And the therapists, I believe what I've heard is that they're already under massive pressure. And if you take away admin support from therapists, where does that leave the therapists? And what also is that saying about the value given to the therapist's work, the people they are treating, and what is going to be lost by removing the admin support from that? You can't call it cleaning up the kind of the back kitchen or making cost savings when we don't know what the impact of this is going to have on the real people using the services. So I'm actually quite upset by this news, by, I suppose, the idea that we can say that there's not going to be an interruption to services when there are no outreach rooms yet set in place where therapy is going to take place. What I've heard is that therapists are told that they have the choice to move to Cork, Limerick, or only online. Gerry, both you and I know that if someone is experiencing suicidal ideation, online is not a place for them. And Pieta House, as it originally was, used to be a place where people could go. They'd enter into a room, they'd be given a warm blanket and a cup of hot tea. And I know, Gerry, that I'm very lucky to say that I have never experienced poor mental health. But sometimes if you have a long day and you just want to get into a warm space, maybe in front of a fire, maybe into your bed and have a warm cup of tea, it's that safe feeling. And if you're experiencing suicidal thoughts or you're at a very low point in your life, then that's what we need. And that's no longer being offered.
Well, and what would you say, Angie, to understand the concerns you'd have about, let's say, administrative staff going, then the obvious question would be, who will do the administrative work? Will that fall on therapists? Will that affect their thing? But that it's as of yet undefined, the exact impact. And what I say is the charity is saying it's fully committed to Tralee and the surrounding communities. It said it's going to work closely with stakeholders and partners to secure a service location in Tralee over the coming months. So that the assumption is, and we talked to Stephanie Manahan about this, that they will try and co-locate with somebody or use rooms in another centre somewhere else. Obviously, it won't be the same or as
comprehensive as what's being offered in Moira Well since 2015, and that therapists will be able to work in person. And that, and there is an if here, if they can secure between now and June a new serviced co-location, if you want to put it that way, that, that it isn't fully settled yet as to what's going to happen.
Gerry, what I'm hearing on the ground, and I have been speaking to so many people since that interview, is that not, that is not going to happen. They feel that if there was a commitment by Pieta to stay in Kerry, that the rooms would already be resourced and ready to go out to these people for when they are needed. Services are set to close in June. That's shortly after the biggest fundraiser that Pieta has, Darkness into Light. As far as I see and what I'm hearing is that people are in the darkness of what is happening around Pieta, because the information...
Are you concerned from what you're hearing, Angie, that Pieta won't be able to secure a new location in Tralee over the coming months? So that's the concern that's there, that the therapist hours will move to either Cork or Limerick, or will move to online for people in Kerry?
Absolutely.
That's your concern, that's your worry.
Absolutely, Gerry. And I think that if there was a commitment, rooms would have been found. I work with voluntary organisations. We find it difficult to get rooms, but we all have rooms. When you know that you have a job to be done, and if you're not going to let your people down, and we need to remember, Gerry, that Pieta services are 80% funded by the public.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
need more transparency. They need the confidence that themselves, their loved ones, anyone looking for support that they would previously have gotten from Pieta will still be able to find that support on a face-to-face basis. This centralisation service does not always work. And it also seems almost like a kick in the teeth for people who spend so much time and effort and resources fundraising, for then to have a loved one to ring a number that maybe is not answered, or maybe they're put in touch with someone up the country who can't put them in touch with the right local resources because they don't have that local knowledge. We need to stay at a bottom-up approach where we're working with the local people, the people who largely fund the service.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Angeline, from the point of view of the overall context of what's happening here. Pieta is in financial difficulty and has been for the last couple of years. A drop in donations since COVID has been a major challenge. They had to begin yet last year a restructuring program, of which this is part, to save €3 million, after its fundraising declined by almost a quarter in recent years. The cost base is €17 million for the charity. To get €3 million from the HSE, they're having to raise a significant amount of money every year that pays for the majority of their services. Since the pandemic, the fundraising has fallen from €13 million to €10 million in 2024, and the organisation's had to draw on its reserves between €2.5 and €3 million per year to try and meet that gap. It's not sustainable anymore, so that's why this has to be done. And they're managing a declining source of revenue in the best way that they can. That's the reality. They don't want to do this, but that's the reality of the situation. It's your response to that reality.
Gerry, the things they're looking to cut are admin, and then the physical space that they have inside in Moira Well.
Yeah.
Pieta have often said that their service is not just about bricks and mortar, and that's fine. A building is just a location. When we're looking at 80% of all monies in Pieta being given by the public. And I understand that they have been using the reserves. Well, 3 years ago, they were in reserves. So how have these reserves been spent? Could they have been better managed? Have they entered into discussion with the owners of the premises in Moira Well? How much of a cost saving really will this give us? And in terms of the admin, how can they tell us that the services are going to be the same without the support of the admin? Gerry, if you're ringing a place like Pieta, often the very first point of call is going to be the person who answers the phone, that admin. And if you have a therapist who is busy, that admin can really be the link between someone with suicidal ideation and maybe just holding on, being able to move slightly beyond that crisis point to talk to someone who knows what they're talking about, who has been in this role for so long. We cannot undermine the importance that people in admin, we call them admin like it's just picking up a phone and sending an email. It's not. These people are a lifeline to people who ring probably in their darkest moments looking for help. And the fact that that can be called cleaning up, you know, costs or cost-cutting.
Back office functions.
At what cost, though, the result of this? And I'd like to know, is there really going to be no interruption to services in Kerry? How many hours of therapy are we still going to see? Are therapists...
Will it be in-person therapy or will it be online therapy?
Absolutely. We have therapists who... Why would they be going to Tralee and to, I apologise, Cork and Limerick when they're, again... You know, it's moving away from the role that they know, or you're going online when you can't access someone. That human touch has always been what Pieta is about, from that blanket, from that cup of tea, from that warm face. And that's what people need. The Samaritans do online phone calls. Pieta was always different. Each organisation has their own role to play. We're going to be calling on people to be fundraising huge amounts of money. But if that money that's raised in Kerry can't be kept to keep our services in Kerry, to protect what we have in Kerry, all our family, our friends, Gerry, then where is it going to be used? We can't even say that the money you or I might fundraise is going to be spent in Kerry anymore.
That's your concern from what your understanding is happening now. Okay, well, look, we'll be on to Pieta and see what they say about that, concerns that they may not be able to... locate in Kerry in-person therapy. They're saying they hope to be able to do that. We're now in March. June is when the building will be vacated and the admin staff will be let go. So we'll see where it goes from there. But look, Angie, thanks for raising your concerns this morning and we'll see what response comes from the charity.
Okay. Thanks very much, Gerry.
Yeah, that's Councillor Angie Bailey there, Fine Gael, expressing her concerns about the restructuring of Pieta announced by the charity and what it will mean for services. And Kerry will be contacting Pieta to see what their response is to that. We heard from the CEO, Stephanie Manahan, saying that they're hoping to have an outreach centre, I suppose a co-location centre, if I can call it that. And this is what they've announced in other places like Waterford, as well as, I think, in Portlaoise, where they've withdrawn services to across the country, or restructured services, as they say, and will no longer be having their own controlled building, but would be hoping to co-locate with other services to provide therapy rooms or therapy services there.